every Friday on Drew Garabo Live. Giving you the smooth sounds of the 70s and 80s.
Well, it's not far down to paradise.
Christopher Cross.
Not
normally at this time you'd be hearing It's Okay, It's Not Okay, but I don't know too many people who would say what we're about to talk about is not okay, so you put away your divisiveness for a moment. This is going to be a very unique opportunity that we have to enlighten people on something that happens all across America. Every day, what's going on? Something that happens all across America and that people normally do away from the spotlight. But SBK has been sharing his journey with us. You know that he went to the doctor after too long not going to the doctor. By the way, I don't know if you heard while you were out, I made an appointment.
Oh, when's your appointment?
I think it's like May 10th, if I'm not mistaken. It was the first they could get me in.
Okay.
Going to get a physical, going to find out what the hell's wrong with me.
Nah, you'll be great.
I hope you're right. But SBK, after a doctor's visit, found that he had severe kidney failure.
Yeah.
And was in need of a transplant. And why don't you tell us about what led you to the situation where we find ourselves right now.
So I actually announced this when I filled in for you one day. It was the first day I met Seth and Kayla. And I just thought that since this was happening to me, I couldn't hide from it. And I felt like a part of my responsibility of being on the air was to try to spread awareness, keep other people from having encountered the same situation by getting an annual physical. It was simple as that.
Yep.
I felt great when I was diagnosed.
Yeah.
And it's such a kidney disease is such a slow disease, and it just slowly just takes everything away from you. So anyway, if you've been listening, I put out the search on the air, on social media, just talking to people in general, that I was looking for a donor.
Right.
And there's one thing to find people that actually will match.
Sure.
And I had 4 matches.
And that's out of all the people who are like, man, I'll get tested, go to kidneyforkevin.com, find out how I could be a donor.
So out of all of those people, the one thing that I did that I shouldn't have done, I should have had someone else in charge of the searching and contacting people.
Right.
Because it's very stressful. It's a roller coaster. You get your hopes up, and then everybody doesn't pan out. The first donor that I started the process with, he actually got disqualified at the last minute.
Mm.
Now, I thought this surgery would have happened in December.
Right.
And the first donor, he got disqualified for some reason.
Yep.
And then I had to move on to the second donor, which I didn't necessarily know if the second donor was still on board.
Right.
You know, because most of these people, they were strangers and I didn't know them. And it's like, well, you send that email, you're like, so, how's it going?
How you been? Yeah, calling up that drug dealer you haven't talked to in about 10 years.
Right.
Like, so what's been going on, man?
Still need a kidney, kind of. You busy? What are you doing? So that happened, and I was very reluctant to meet any of the donors.
Right.
Because I just didn't want to get attached to them.
Sure.
And then be let down.
Of course.
Because it's... You get a sense of relief. You're like, oh, I have donors. Okay, now let's see if one of the donors can actually have the surgery.
Right.
Which is 2 totally different things.
Right.
And then you have to have the surgery. That's a whole nother thing. So anyway, I contacted Brian, and he said, yeah, man, I'm still committed. I'm still interested in doing this. I have no idea why. but I'm still amazed every time we talk, and we've hung out a couple times, and every time we talk, I'm expecting him to go, hey, man, I can't do it. But, I mean, we hit it off. Just like, I think, you know, if I would have met him under any other circumstance, I think we would have still hit it off.
Right.
And he's a great guy for obvious reasons, but he's a great guy in general.
Yeah.
And I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I sent him a text like right after this happened. I was like, thank you for saving my life.
Right.
Which is a weird thing to say.
It's an awesome thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, how often can you say that to another human being?
Hopefully, I'll never have to say it again.
So, Brian, first of all, on behalf of all of us, thank you. You are saving our friend. You're saving our colleague. And you're saving his life. And We'll have fun here. We'll have some casual conversation, but don't let that obscure the fact that Kevin, myself, Seth, John, to a lesser degree, John, we are all immensely grateful for what you're doing, and it takes a special kind of person to be willing to do that for pretty much a complete stranger. What about Kevin inspired you to even start down this journey? Was this something you felt compelled to help other people all along? You were looking for an opportunity, or one day did you just decide, you know, he sounds like a nice guy. I think I'll try to save his life.
Well, first of all, thanks for the compliments. I appreciate it. It's basic human nature, I guess. I can't let somebody sit back and go through this and possibly die from this. Long before I met him, I was actually looking into it. I wanted to kind of like, okay, what can I do to help out? Donating blood didn't feel like it was just enough. I looked into kidney donation, and then I was kind of doing some research on it, talking to people. And then once I heard about Kevin, I'm like, well, let me give this a shot, man. This is a guy who needs something, and I'm willing to give up. And then lo and behold, we kind of just connected, started talking, and not backing out, Kevin, so you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about that. I know that's on the back of your mind, like every morning when you wake up, like, okay, sure. No text from Brian. He hasn't backed out. Today. It's a good day.
Every time you don't text, it's a great thing.
Yeah, but it's one of those things. I feel it's human nature that, you know, we live in a society right now that's not on the best society it is, but
right.
I just want to do my part as a great person, a nice person, and I don't want to see Kevin go through this. And all the stuff that I've researched into it, everybody's had a great after effect afterwards. They just came out and they're like energized. They feel so much better, and I can't wait to that day where I could look at Kevin and Kevin just like, man, I feel amazing. I want to go run. I want to go do this. I want to do that. I want to start a family, and just I want to see that. And it's one of the things that brings me great joy. I mean, it's a little selfish on that behalf, but
yeah, how dare you?
I appreciate it.
I probably won't be running.
Animal.
He's into running and stuff like that. I referred to him as the ripped guy.
Yeah, he is.
In the process.
Yeah,
and I'm
you're
like,
right.
Why did I go with this guy first? Right. What was I thinking?
Before we knew you as the ripped guy, and you were our favorite candidate all along, just so you know.
The ripped Lightning fan. Brian, when did you first hear about what Kevin was going through? When did you decide that he was going to be the guy that you wanted to help?
I was kind of funny. I was on the way home one day, and I was listening. I guess it was a replay, and I just heard him, you know, and I heard that pain in his voice. And like I said, I was doing the research into it, and I felt like it was a special connection, like the universe saying, like, hey, you want to do this? Here's your opportunity to step up and swing that bat and help out. And it's been a very, very long process, but it's finally coming to a very good conclusion, very positive conclusion for us.
Right.
And luckily, I've had the support of some great people back over here. And everything's going to fly smoothly.
Excellent. We're here with Brian. He is donating one of his two kidneys. You do have two, right? You're not giving him your last one?
No, I'm pretty sure they only said I had two.
Good. I'm not telling you how to live your life, but I don't think you can live on with no kidneys.
You know, I don't know how much Brian wants to get into this, but it wasn't a straightforward process. Like, there was a chance that he was going to be disqualified.
Right. Yeah. You every time, and just to let people know what goes on behind the scenes, it seems like every time SBK goes over two hurdles, something happens to knock him back three hurdles.
Yeah.
And this journey has not been a smooth one, nor has it been an easy one. And, you know, first one went through and then it fell through. And then even Ripped Guy, as we knew him, there was a hiccup there.
Right.
And lo and behold, was there a point where you thought, well, dang it, I'm not going to be able to help out?
Not really. I've stayed positive through the whole entire thing. Even like before I started the testing, I sent him text and I called him. I'm like, hey, we're going to stay positive until we hear a no, you're not the donor. We're going to go through with this.
Right.
And, like you said, there's hiccups. We went through a couple different things, and my, white blood cell count was really low for somebody my age or somebody who I was. So we kept getting that tested over and over and over, and everything.
Sure.
Like, okay, this is the last one. No, it's not the last one. It's not the last one. And
right.
It took a while, but once I got that phone call saying I was cleared to go, I let him know, and like that's what started that awkward text of thank you for saving my life. Like, how do you tell somebody that? Like, text, thanks for saving my life.
He stayed positive. I freaked out the whole time. So.
I wouldn't know what emoji to send with, like, thanks for saving my life. A lifeguard emoji. I don't even first aid emoji.
And
I wouldn't even know.
And I got to tell you, because you guys were here, when I finally got the final, it's okay, it's going to happen, I was almost like, it hadn't hit me. I was kind of underwhelmed because
right.
I was expecting bad news.
Sure.
I was prepared for bad news.
You were.
And then, you know, I'm looking at the third guy who was on the list, and he's like slamming beers and partying. I'm like, oh, man.
Basically, Balls was your third guy on the list.
Basically, yeah. And I'm like, man, I got to go with this guy. What am I going to do? I thought I was going to start the search over. And every time you start the search over, you're adding 2-3 months to the process.
Right.
Meanwhile, I'm getting, I guess, you know, worse day by day. And, you know, it's I'm fortunate. Most people wait 5 to 7 years to get a living donor.
Wow.
As opposed to a deceased donor.
Right.
You know, so a living donor gives you the best chance for a full recovery to lead a normal life. You know, so I'm just excited about it, and I'm more excited than I am nervous about the entire process. So.
Sure. Man, we're all excited for you. And this, and someone just tweeted, which is an underscoring the importance of this. Please, people, realize becoming an organ donor does save life. It's so easy to do, and you can leave a legacy behind you and use your organs to save someone else's life.
Brian, what's your recovery process like? We know that Kevin's going to be out a couple of months, and I see they have a new baby here. So how long are you going to be out when you go through that surgery?
From everybody I talked to doing my research, I've talked to people from all aspects of fitness, people who are not in shape, people who are older, younger, and it's usually about 4 to 6 weeks, 8 weeks if I have any little complications, which they really don't feel like I'm going to have complications. I feel like my body can handle it, and I'm just going to have to be without my baby for a while. I have a 8-month-old baby that I can't pick up for about 6 weeks after surgery, but that's going to be a little difficult because she's so adorable.
My son's 13. She'll never remember it. Like, when she grows up, she'll never remember these
times. But we, as parents, we remember
everything.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, you'll beat yourself up. But she'll be like, I don't know, Dad. I don't remember his diaper. A lot of diapers happening there. Okay, a couple of questions for you. First, may we get you a shot of Rumpelmintz or Jägermeister?
Neither one of those.
Good. That was a trick question. I wanted to see if he was going to take us up on the offer of alcohol.
You don't get triceps like that from drinking Jägermeister.
That's true. The man is ripped. Is there a possibility that once Kevin receives your kidney that he will start to take on your physique? Because that would be very intimidating if he starts to look like you every day.
If he wants to absorb my strength, I'm okay with that.
That's the plan. No, actually, my plan is he's a personal trainer.
Yeah.
And my plan is that after I'm ready to go, I'm going to go train with him.
There you go. Gave you a kidney, you might as well.
Yeah, I'll show him how to work out.
When it comes to your political leanings, Brian, would you say you are more liberal or conservative?
Wow, I didn't know you'd be talking politics.
Well,
thanks.
I don't want to get specific.
No. It's hard to say. Okay. I'm on both sides of
me too.
Of the polls and stuff. Right. There's a lot of good things on one side, a lot of good things on the other right now. A lot of bad things on one side, but
that's for sure. All right, because I want to see if Kevin starts to take on different characteristics. Like, I want to know who to blame it. Like, when he comes back from the transplant and he starts going, that president's doing a damn good job.
That was my plan.
He wants to know if I'm a Trump guy, and when you come back, are you going to be a Trump guy?
That is what I'm concerned about. I like for SBK to remain SBK. What bands are you into so we can know if Kevin starts to like a certain kind of music that is probably due to the influence of your kidney?
I'm a big fan of I Prevail, Day to Remember, those kind of bands.
Okay. All right.
That's what I do. I love running to that music. Kind of gets me energized.
That's Seth's favorite right
and
there.
And I love country, which is kind of like both into the spectrum, which...
That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now you're going to start liking country music.
And spicy food.
You like spicy food too?
Not to toot my own home, but there isn't any spiciness food out there enough right there for me. Like, I've tried it all. And
Have you tried the Inferno Soup Challenge at Natale's?
I'm looking forward to
that's
it.
I'm actually taking him there.
Oh. Dude. I'm telling you this. I don't care what you've been through, spicy wise. This will knock you on your $8 sign.
Hopefully it does. I have some hot sauce at home that has like all like ghost peppers, Reapers, and stuff like that. I drank a little bit of it, ate a little bit of it. And my wife was like, "Oh, it's not that hot." No, and she had like a barely even a dab of it, and she was crying and she was mad at me for a week.
Oh, I want to be there when this guy tries the Natale Timex challenge because that Inferno soup is to die.
Why? You almost went blind from it, and I wasn't sure if Kevin was going to make it through the night when he tried
it. That was when Kevin was driving back to Orlando, and he had to stop repeatedly.
I had to get a hotel room. I didn't even try to make it home.
And I got one drop in my eye, and I needed surgery for crying out loud. It was awful. We are here with Brian. He is unbelievably benevolently donating his kidney to Soul Brother Kevin. The operation is going to take place in May, if I'm not mistaken. Is that the plan?
We have not gotten the final date yet.
Gotcha. So we can say in the not so distant future. Anything we're missing, Brian? Anything you'd like to say to the people out there other than obviously become an organ donor and help other people when you can?
Yeah, just get into it, look into research, talk to people, understand the situation. Just don't understand you're giving up an organ, a kidney. Just know what you're going to do and what you want to do, and just try to be helpful, help other people. That's what we should be about. We shouldn't be hating each other. We should be helping each other.
Definitely
just
not a Trump
guy. Pass love around.
This guy's a freaking hero. No, yeah,
also, I mean, you can't give up an organ without it being a group, a family decision. So,
right.
You know, I want to thank his wife and, you know, his entire family for, you know, they have to be on board with him. It's,
sure.
You know, it's not a light undertaking.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really appreciative of that. And like I said, I just want to get past this so I can do my part of being a voice for people who don't have a voice when it comes to chronic kidney disease.
Right. And kidneyforkevin.com is his website where you can go and get all kinds of information. Brian, listen, man, you are an unbelievable human being. I don't use the word hero very often, but to me and to Kevin and to all of us and to our Bone family, you are a hero because you're doing something above and beyond what a normal human being would do, man. It's amazing. It's humbling. And thank you from the bottom of our hearts for doing what you do. And this is unlike anything I've ever been a part of, man. Thank you.
You're welcome, man. It's an emotional roller coaster, but looking forward to that end and that positive note, seeing that as soon as he wakes up, how happy he's going to be.
And you'll never pay for another Pit Bull Toddler show, ever. I'm telling you.
I hate to say it, but I've never been to a Pit Bull Toddler show.
Man.
And I almost stuck my elbow in the glitter, the butt glitter from the couch.
Sorry.
And despite what you guys were saying off air about him, I'm going to try to get Steven Stamkos to visit you guys in the hospital post surgery.
That was all me.
I'm a huge Lightning fan. I have season tickets. So.
Okay, good. So you've been to playoff games and stuff. Have you been to the Chase Club?
Yeah, one time.
One time? All right, well, tell you what. If I get hooked up with Chase Club tickets for the playoffs, and that is the plan, I would be honored if you would be my guest.
I have to accompany him.
And with Kevin, of course.
Actually,
you got to look out for
Lauren's
him.
Got to come.
And
my wife
and
has
Lauren.
To come.
We all have party to come. Of four. Yeah. Well, I can get four Chase Club tickets for the playoffs.
I want to try to get a suite now at this point.
Let's just get a whole suite.
Woo! We're going to round the whole family. But again, thank you so much for what you've done. You're an unbelievable human being. You're an inspiration to a lot of people. And thank you, man.
You're welcome, and I appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely.